Another major impact of forest fragmentation on species' ability to persist in them is geographic isolation. How far a forest patch is from another forest will greatly impact whether animals can move between them to find mates, food, water, and other resources. Forest fragments close to a large forest will retain more species than one further away because even if the fragment is too small by itself to support that species, individuals are able to go into the bigger forest when they need to obtain more resources. Or individuals that die in the fragment can be replaced by others that are dispersing away from the big forest's population source. Isolation doesn't just come from physical distance, but also from how risky it is to cross. The risk of crossing depends on many factors, but of course, a four-lane highway will pose a much greater risk to animals trying to cross between fragments than an agricultural field. The matrix is the environment in which forest fragments are embedded. So ecologists talk about risk of crossing in terms of matrix permeability. How permeable is the matrix to animal movement? Or in other words, how easily can animals move through it? Obviously, permeability depends on what species you're talking about. Which do you think has higher matrix permeability for a monkey? An agroforestry plot or a cow pasture? Why? Do you think a cow pasture is more permeable to a monkey or to a bird? Again, why? Think about the attributes of the matrix that allow an animal to either use it or cross it or not. It obviously depends on the species. Take a moment to look at the graph on the left. See if you can interpret what it's telling you.